just a little lack of confidence now. I think the 4 or 5 weeks with the games against Sligo, Pats, Rovers, you know, Dundalk, I think that, you know, that knocked their confidence a bit, and we definitely needed to bounce back tonight, but we obviously didn't. But we've got to get up in the morning, get training and get back at it.
It's fair to say Bulls were the better side tonight, but you must be really disappointed by the effort that was put in.
I think they ran around, but we didn't do enough. Like, we didn't, you know, it was fair to say we're closing teams down, but you've got to close them down in the right way, in the right manner. We didn't keep the ball, we didn't win it back, we didn't keep it for enough passes. We never got any crosses into the box, and when we did get wide, we never beat the first man. We didn't get enough people into the box, so it's not as if we didn't, if we haven't worked on it. So I don't know whether they're taking her in or not, and, you know, we just got to keep going, we got to keep at it.
When will Dean Kelly be back? Because obviously you've mentioned how important he has been.
Well, he's the one that seems to get the goals for us. So, you know, we'll assess him this week and see how it goes. So we've a big match now going up to Sligo next week. And, you know, if we don't knuckle down and tidy things up at the back, it could be a long way back from Sligo as well.
It seems like one fire's put out and another one crops up. Something that you've told us over the last few weeks is that you don't start games well. You started much better tonight than you had in recent games, but then there was more problems in keeping the ball. Why do you think that is?
It's, first of all, I mean, we didn't defend properly. We stayed in the game early on. We started the game, as you said, okay, but we just didn't defend properly. And if we can't defend on a 1v1 or a 2v2 situation, you know, we're sitting there and we're saying, yeah, we're in the right positions, but, you know, as I said, Anthony Murphy just, you know, he just walked through two or three of us.
How do you fix that, Johnny? How do you get that desire there? Is there a strong enough desire?
There's a bit of character. It comes from a character within the players. It comes from the character within the players. We can only help them along the way. You know, as I said, we've worked on all the stuff. It's not as if we're not working on things and training. We have. Now, whether the lads are taking on board or not, or whether the pressure is a little bit much on them, they need to deal with it.
Do they realise how, you know, big this situation is, how severe it is?
Well, I hope they do. They're adults, you know. They should realise that, you know, it's, you know, obviously we do the two teams losing, it helped us tonight, but, you know, it's still not over yet, and we've got to keep going right till the bitter end.
Johnny, any message for the Shells fans?
Yeah, apologise to the fans. It's not good enough, you know, and as I said, it's not as if we didn't work on it. You know, we set out our stall all week, we train hard, but, you know, you can train hard and train well all week, but it's actually down to match day, and, you know, the players need to respect the fans that they're here, and they're here to support us, and, you know, so I can do nothing, only apologise.
After the second goal, I heard you shout, lads, that was coming, I told you that was coming. What about it was coming?
It was about the 11 coming out from the centre forward position and picking up the ball. It happened in the first half lots of times, so we dealt with it, and we dealt with it again at half time, so I told them it was going to happen, and it happened. So, are fellas taking her in? I don't know. So maybe some fellas think they're probably too good to play here and they're probably too good for the league, some of them, and they don't have to do the work. But unfortunately, you have to.